He went outside the city gate. He was crucified outside the city of Jerusalem. He was crucified outside the gate. He was set outside and he suffered for us. It's the cross, folks. As you go back to Deuteronomy 23, that's what we see. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither thou shalt go forth abroad. And God has given us a place, folks. It's the cross. It is the cross of Jesus Christ. And we need to go out there. Verse 13. Thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. I'll tell you what we need to do in this church, what we need to do as individuals. We need to go to the cross and bury our filth. We as members of this church, we as Christians, we as saved believers, you and I, we need to go to the cross. We need to repent of our sins. We need to confess them. We need to bury them there under the blood of Jesus Christ and leave them there. To leave them there, folks. Verse 14, it says, "For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp to deliver thee, to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that he see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee." God is still in the business of removing lampstands. Have you not read Revelation? Do my will or I will remove your lampstand. If we do not go to the cross, if we do not choose holiness over our own will, if we do not choose God, if we refuse the holiness, if we refuse to separate from the filth of our sin, God will not walk among us. He will not bless us, and we will fail Him. Is that, I don't know if that's clear or not. It is not about me. It is not about you. It is not about my way. It is not about your way. It is not about my likes and dislikes. It is not about my personality or yours. It is not even about the filth that comes forth from us. Do you see the picture? That filth comes forth from us daily. God says, just go outside the camp and bury it and you'll be fine. There's going to be filth among us. But God says, go without the camp and bury it there. You leave it in the middle of the camp, I'm not going to walk here. I don't want to fail God. I don't want to get to the end of my life and have regrets. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord in us. Do you understand that? Without holiness, no one will see the Lord among us. Look, without turning from sin, and call it gross sin of your fornication, your pornography, your covetous lifestyle, or from common sin of gossiping and backbiting and division and dissension and selfish, self-centered living, your apathy and indifference, the inactivity of the church. No.